Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
They've got to get to the 29. Can the Eagles keep them short? This is the play of the game. Each play becomes bigger and bigger. Snap to Mayfield. He's back. He's being chased. He fires. He completes it short of the first down. Now the ball is being batted around and knocked out of bounds, but the Eagles are going to take over on downs.
Yeah, Eagles get it done yesterday. Very typical win in that it's ugly, but it's a W. They specialize in that. Good morning to you. Hope you're having a good start to your day. We ask you the Twitter poll question, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. You can check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question from yesterday's game. Are you thinking more about the positives or the negatives? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Frankly, I am thinking more about the positives than the negatives, but I will tell you this. I think I'm thinking even more about A.J. Brown than any of it right now. I mean, this is the first time where I've really wondered whether he'll be on the team. Not really wondered, because I thought it a little bit last year. But this is the most that I've wondered whether he'll be on the team next year. I mean, you know, what you just read, that speaks to me like a player that, despite all the winning, may just want out.
Yeah, he's just unhappy.
Yeah.
Like, we called it. I mean, we talked about it, like, what, 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago? Yeah. We talked about it for 2 years.
Yeah. But I'm talking specifically with this season.
I know.
You know, with nothing there. It's just, we knew it was coming. It was just a matter of when.
James, how do they put this back into the...
The toothpaste in the tube,
yeah,
as they say.
How do they do that,
bottle?
James?
Yeah. Look, I mean, we don't have to go that far back to see a situation where A.J. Brown was upset with his role and it all worked out fine. You know, it was last year. So I am not going to freak out or overreact to this in the moment, because we've had these moments with A.J. where he seems frustrated, this and that, and then it all works out. But it is definitely like... It bugs me, honestly.
I mean,
they're 4-0. This team's 4-0. You just won a Super Bowl. Like, you have not lost in a calendar year. Today, a year ago, was when they lost in Tampa Bay. That was the last time you lost a game that Jalen Hurts started and finished. Like, I get it. You want the ball. I get it. But, like, keep it in-house. Go to Kevin Petullo. Go to Nick Sirianni. Go to Jalen. Be like, we have to fix this. Don't tweet it out and make it something that we're talking about instead of the team being 4-0.
So,
only two teams in football are 4-0, man.
Yeah, here's the one thing I'll say. I agree with certainly a lot of what you said, but I give him more grace than I think you do, because I understand the frustration, I think, even more than you do. And I just, you know, what you said about go to Petullo, I think part of what he wrote indicates he has, and is not being listened to.
I get that, yeah.
That's a problem. I mean, John, would you agree with this statement? I'm not saying it's likely he's not here next week, or likely he's not here next year, but wouldn't you say this is the most that his tenure as an Eagle remaining with the Eagles feels in question? I mean, there's never been a point where I felt like he really might not be on the team next year. Now I'm starting to think he really might not be on the team next year.
My mind doesn't go to that. My mind is in the here and now. Like, what on earth can be done? It seems very simple. We just saw last week they had a connection offensively, these two. It doesn't seem that difficult to be able to, like, connect.
Yeah.
Aerially,
but take Puka,
from Jalen it's
gotta
to AJ.
The Puka Nacua thing's got to drive him nuts. So Puka Nacua yesterday gets another like 8 for 170 or something.
13.
Okay.
He's got an
like,
offensive
I think that
mastermind
drives AJ. No, I know, but I think that
that's
just guess,
part of our issue.
I think it drives him freaking nuts.
Yeah.
I think it drives him nuts. Tyreek Hill the last few years, Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb. I think that stuff probably drives AJ nuts. And I can understand that.
We have
he's of
Saquon
that ilk.
Barkley running the football. And right now, it's really frustrating because that run game is stalling out more than we've ever seen. But we have a Rolls Royce in Saquon. He's a huge part of the offense.
If he still is.
We need to balance this thing up somehow because he is going to be the priority. Jalen and Saquon, and then, you know, that grows from there. And I do think you have to bear that in mind. Like, we are run-based.
Yeah, but they might shift, John.
We can very easily shift.
Yeah, they might.
But I do think we have to do more of both in the extreme. In order to open up this run a little bit, let's get deep and take some risks, which Jalen, right. Look, Jalen's, what, 241 straight attempts without an interception that leads the NFL. He doesn't take risks. Part of the blame here, and I'm not blaming Jalen for a whole lot because I like what he does out there, and I do think he's got a lot on his plate and he's managing it all so well, but Jalen could take more risks. You know, he's not putting the ball in harm's way under any circumstance, which is part of why we win all the time.
Well,
he won't let go of that thing. If, you know, let's say AJ, there's a chance that ball might be deflected or something.
I agree.
Jalen will err to the side of conservative.
I agree.
And I think that's probably part of what makes it frustrating for AJ.
Well, the question is, how will Sirianni and Hurts handle this one? Because this is a new wing, and I would say this is the biggest wing of the AJ complaint thing over the last few years. And
wing.
Yeah. I mean, this is not him sitting on the bench pouting at the end of the Eagles' 38-7 victory over the Giants in that playoff game in 2022. This is more serious. This is more serious, in my opinion. We'll talk to Sirianni, we would think, tomorrow at 8:40. We don't have that fully confirmed yet, but that's always when he joins us after a Sunday 1 o'clock game. So I would expect Sirianni.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
tomorrow at this time. Let's go to Rashid right now. Rashid, good morning. Rashid. Rashid is not there. Let's talk to Gino in Northeast Philly. Hi, Gino.
Morning, guys.
What's going on, Gino?
Hi, Gino.
I just wanted to say, so I get that you're allowed to criticize and critique, and, you know, obviously there's things that to be annoyed about, but I really, really think that a large portion of this fan base and a lot of guys at the station, frankly, have become very spoiled Eagles fans. This is the greatest era of Eagles football we've ever had.
Yes, it is.
And it's just constant complaining.
We're 20-1. We're 20-1 over the last 21 games.
Our last 22 games. Or
is it
21? Our last 21, yes.
Yeah, 20-1.
I hear the complaints a lot more than I hear the positives, is what I'm saying.
Well, Gino,
I don't know if that's fair in all circles, but I think it's a mistake if that's the case.
Obviously not all circles, John. I'm saying a lot of people, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, Gino, I largely agree with your point. I will say a few things. Number one, very notable that one of the absolute best players on the team, A.J. Brown himself, is complaining. So, you know, let's remember that reality. Gino, hang on. One more thing. And number two, part of what is frustrating, and I know some of this is sports is tough and the Bucs aren't bad, but how can they look so great so great at times and then so horrendous at times? Like, we asked that to Ray, who I think is the wisest person since Yoda and Obi-Wan, and he couldn't quite figure it out. And so that, I hear you, there is a bent toward negativity, but part of it is it's just so confounding of how a team could have such a dichotomy in their performance. It's really weird.
And I will say this, that was dumb for AJ to tweet that, because even though I can see why he's a little frustrated, keep it in-house, and, you know, because here's the thing. Not only is it going to turn into, you know, this and that. Like, there's already been, not so much you guys, but I'm sure you've seen it, like, guys on national shows been saying for weeks now, AJ is going to want to be traded at some point, which, first off, they don't even know what they're talking about, because AJ can't be traded. He would be like a $70 million dead cap hit if they trade him. So people just say stuff just to say stuff.
Well, Gino, here's what I'll say about it. He could be traded.
They said the same thing about Carson.
And they said the same thing about Carson. And this is, in my opinion, the most code red it's been. It's the most code, because it's the most he has said. What he tweeted yesterday is not insignificant.
I don't think what he tweeted, though, he's asking for a trade. I think he's just aggravated. You know
I don't think he's asking for a trade this week, but I don't think it's unfair to speculate that he may want out after the season.
Maybe, I guess. But I mean, if they win again, is he really?
I don't know.
If they win a Super Bowl again and he wants out, doesn't that would speak on him to me? You know what I mean?
To an extent, but there's also something to be said for your being a first-team All-Pro, which he's not here, right, because he doesn't get the ball enough. The next contract, having that salary be what it is. I mean, you got Jason Avant and Jaws yesterday questioning whether he's even got it in him anymore. I can guarantee you that's going to freaking drive him nuts. That is going to drive him nuts that speculation has now begun, whether he's even as good anymore.
Can I make one quick point about the defense, Jeff?
Sure.
Yeah, so the defense yesterday – I have a lot less concerns about the defense. I think you said it earlier, but I think that a lot of the problems with the defense in the second half was just they were on the field the whole half.
Oh, no question.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not really going to go overboard on the defense, because they made the plays when they had to, and, you know, Jalen Carter's obviously not at 100%. I'm not really that concerned about the defense.
I agree
with
you. And I'll add this, the Mukuba thing, you know, going into a season with a rookie safety, there's going to be a play or two, or maybe three, maybe four, where you give up a touchdown because it's a rookie safety. Like, you actually just know that going in. It's almost inevitable. And to have that happen and still win the game is significant. To have that happen, where it's almost like a free 7 points for the other team, and still win the game.
You offset that.
Is significant.
A blocked punt.
Yeah. No, exactly. No, absolutely.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.